This is 100.5 The Drive. The 90s to now.
I'm not proud of a lot of
JeremiahsTavern.com.
Thanks for starting your day with 100.5 The Drive. It's the Morning Drive with Bill Moran.
It is a little after 7:15, about 25 if you wait as you wake up. It's going to get into the upper 30s today and mostly cloudy. Can a four-year-old have a bad day? Like, we all have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a four-year-old can have a bad day.
Definitely.
I witnessed it yesterday. Tell you more about it coming up on 100.5 The Drive.
Happy holidays from all of us here at 100.5 The Drive.
Oh, a throwback track from the 40s. Neck and Cole.
Very pretty.
It is very pretty, and it gets you in that holiday spirit, and that's what we should be doing. Today is Giving Tuesday. We're supposed to give back here on 100.5 The Drive because you had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and you're spending all that money.
Giving Tuesday.
Give a little bit. You know, they're trying to do lots of Christmas things at my kid's school. Like the calendar came out, my son's preschool. And this poor guy, you think you have a bad day. Four-year-olds can have a bad day.
Definitely.
I came home and, we had all that asbestos stuff. So somebody's in painting the living room. And he's downstairs in the rec room eating lunch and watching TV. And all of a sudden, as I'm talking to my wife, my coat's not off, I hear like this muffled scream and then nothing and then some sobbing, and I go downstairs. He's got
sobbing.
Yeah, and he has a mouth full of sandwich, and he hit his head on something and he's bleeding.
Oh,
but he likes to. So we're trying to ask him what happened, and he makes up this story that somebody came out and hit him on the head.
Oh,
then I could tell he was tired and stuff. Bring him to school. I'm picking him up later on, and you have to get in line, and you have a card with the kid's name on it, so
yeah,
they know whose car it is, right? And I see him sitting on a bench, and he sits at the end of the bench while a lot of the kids sit at the front of the bench, and I can just tell he's just not into it today.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and this other little boy sits next to him. It's cold. This kid has his hood up, and the flaps of the hood cover his mouth, so all you see is nose and eyes outside the hood. And he sits there, and I can tell my son's talking to him, and at one point I see my kid reach over and open the flaps of the kid's hood, right? So then I see him like get a little perplexed look on his face, and the kid who he opened the flaps is annoyed. So he gets in the car. I go, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, he's talking to me. I can't understand him. So I just reached over and opened his hood. Then he's mad at me because I opened his hood. Now I don't have a friend, and I'm not coming back."
Aww.
I go, "You're having a bad day." He goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And you're watching the little kid. He's got mittens on, and he can't get the flaps back closed.
And he just opens it up.
Yeah,
so
he just opened
funny.
It up. I go, "Boy, that guy's got some set on him, right?" Because I can't hear you. And he just opens up the kid's hood. Yeah, that
speak
was
up, will you?
A bad day for a 4-year-old. So a little after 7:25. We've got three things you need to know, including a new way for you to get your Girl Scout cookies next.
100.
Now, traffic. Delays on our inbound highway for News Radio WHAM 1180. I'm Julie DePasquale in the Salino and Barnes Traffic Center. If you've been injured, don't wait. Call 8.
You can lose 20
or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. It's a little after 7:30. You are listening to 100.5 The Drive. I'm Bill Moran. Marianne is here. Our phone number is 222-5100. Like us on Facebook at MyDriveFM on Facebook. Three things you need to know. This is kind of a scary thing. They are saying that ISIS is starting to recruit within our borders using social media. So they're trolling social media and finding sympathizers, like they did in Canada, where there were the attacks on the Canadians last month, where uniformed Canadian soldiers were killed. The FBI issued the strongest warning to date about possible attacks by terrorist groups inside our homeland, and their prime focus is the U.S. military, and that's what happened here in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
That was the guy on Clinton Avenue.
A shop.
Yeah, he owned a shop, like a pizza and chicken shop, and he was supposedly sending money to ISIS and talking about building his own arsenal and killing returning soldiers.
Right.
Which is exactly what they're saying now. It's kind of weird.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Well, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or if that guy was just, a little ahead of the curve of what's actually happening.
What they're doing.